This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, April 24th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The Fort Smith Chorale will perform its 32nd annual spring concert, Easter Messiah, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. This concert will be held at the First Baptist Church in Fort Smith and will highlight guest soloists Dr. Catherine White, Dr. Edward White, and Barry Law. Tickets will be available at the door. Details are available on the web at fortsmithchorale.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Tom Vilsack, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, visits the University of Arkansas. Plus, a sixth member joins the Northwest Arkansas Education Consortium. The Arkansas Legislature wraps up, the Bentonville Farmers Market prepares to open for the season, and more.
First, the state will now seek federal approval for its plan to use money intended for Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act to buy private health insurance for the state's working poor after Governor Mike Beebe signed the bill into law yesterday. The Supreme Court had deemed Medicaid expansion under the law optional. That left many states with the task of deciding whether to accept the funding. At a signing ceremony yesterday, the governor said the state is better off.
This is a victory for all of Arkansas, in my opinion. And no one person or one group of people deserve all the credit for this.
Governor Beebe told a large crowd of supporters of the plan that it took hard work from Republican and Democratic legislators alike to get it passed. The plan required a 75% supermajority in both the House and Senate. The state will have a budget for the fiscal year of July 1, 2013 through June 30, 2014, once Governor Mike Beebe signs the legislation. Both the House and Senate passed each other's identical versions of the bill yesterday, giving the budget its final legislative approval.
Anyone else wish to vote or change your vote? Seeing none, cast a ballot. A vote of 28 yeas, 6 nays. These bills have passed.
The budget includes 2% cost of living raises for state employees and increases the state's education and Medicaid programs. The state's total budget will be $4.9 billion.
Yesterday, the Northwest Arkansas Council hosted the Connect Northwest Arkansas Summit. The Walmart-sponsored event had the mission of developing a strategy for making sure immigrants to the area are connected. Leaders of thought and politics, decision makers, and nonprofit executives gathered to discuss where we are as a region and to make sure immigrants feel connected and at home in the area. Mike Malone is president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council.
We've had a fast-growing immigrant community, and by immigrants it could be folks that moved to our area from other regions of Northwest or other regions of the United States. It could be immigrants that were foreign-born. It could even be folks from other parts of Arkansas that chose to call Northwest Arkansas home. We need them all. We need them all plugged in. We need them all contributing economically. And we want them to stay. And so it's really to build the plan for how to better connect with our new friends and neighbors.
Malone says on a personal level, it's heartbreaking to see families come and go in the region. And he says while the transience disrupts lives, it's also tough on the local economy.
For our businesses and our organizations, that creates additional costs for them and difficulty when folks just cycle through like a revolving door. So we've got to do a better job of keeping folks that move in and getting them connected in. And we've got to do it for business purposes and economic reasons as well.
The overall goal of yesterday's summit was to develop tactics as well as an awareness program about area opportunities and assets in an effort to engage with the immigrant population.
Dozens of people gathered yesterday near the intersection of Fayetteville's Maple Street and Garland Avenue to protest a proposed hog breeding farm in Mount Judy in Newton County. The protest was staged by opponents of the C&H Hog Farm. Former Fayetteville Mayor Dan Coody was among the protesters. He says the main aim of the protest yesterday was to promote awareness of the situation.
To let people know what's going on and what's at risk. And Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack is here today, and we want him to be aware of some of his agency's involvement in allowing this confined animal feeding operation to be built, probably with very lax and loose standards that with scrutiny probably wouldn't have passed.
Secretary Vilsack says before a loan guarantee could be issued to the hog farm, an environmental assessment had to be completed, and that assessment has been reviewed by the USDA's federal and regional offices. He says while people can call environmental assessments into question, there are things that hog farms can do to mitigate concerns about watershed pollution.
I think there are strategies that a hog production facility could implement that would potentially reduce the concerns that folks may have. I know that this is an issue that we dealt with in my home state when I was governor. And as a state senator, there are buffer strips that can be created. There are ways in which you can use the environment and the natural resources to provide protection. There are also ways in which waste can be contained in a way that minimizes the risk.
We'll have more about Secretary Vilsack's visit to Fayetteville in a few minutes.
Students at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith will host a memorial run Monday for the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing. The event is being organized by members of the student chapter of the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. Cassandra Bright is vice chair of the chapter, and she says much of what the organization does involves outreach in the community.
And that Boston bombing really shook not just Boston, but everybody in America. So we decided the best way for Fort Smith to deal with this and show our support for Boston, but also for runners everywhere, was to schedule an event to show that we're not afraid to run together and we have that unity, and also to try to raise some money for the families that lost family members, friends, the runners that can't run, and then also everybody that was at the event.
The event is sponsored by both the ASME chapter and the Western Arkansas Runners Organization, but Bright says the benefit run has been well received by the community.
We've gotten a lot of feedback from the emergency medical services in Fort Smith. They've offered to donate their time for this as well. We have a lot of people just wanting to come out and run. We're currently trying to get a few things as far as door prizes. Plato's Closet from Fort Smith has gotten involved, so that there will be a few fun items that get handed out. But again, the main purpose of this is to raise awareness and, you know, bring the people of Fort Smith together, but then also get the money to the people in Boston.
The run will take place at 6 p.m. on the UAFS campus, and runners will run from the bell tower, circling the campus block three times, and then back to the tower. There is no entry fee, but donations are requested, 100% of which will go to the One Fund Boston, a relief organization set up by Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and Boston Mayor Tom Marino.
Tonight, patchy frost after 4 a.m., a low of 28 in northwest Arkansas, mostly clear and a low of 37 tonight for much of the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, patchy frost in the early morning. Highs will be in the mid-60s tomorrow afternoon in northwest Arkansas, around 70 for the Arkansas River Valley. And for tomorrow night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, lows in the mid to upper 40s.